A Jewish Journal article, My Two Memories of Sheldon Adelson. Like many people involved in Jewish causes, I had many occasions over the years to meet Sheldon Adelson, who passed away today at the age of 87. Our conversations were pretty short. I admired all of his accomplishments, but I can't say I knew him well. But two memories in particular stood out. One occurred about 8 years ago, when we were part of a group being initiated as honorary brothers in the AEPI Jewish fraternity. The event was in one of the smaller ballrooms of his Venetian Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. By luck of the draw, I stood right next to him. I remember the moment well, not because of anything he said, but because of how he acted. It wasn't easy for him to stand up, but he did so anyway. He patiently and carefully followed every step of the long ritual. Here is a supremely powerful billionaire philanthropist, I thought, and he's acting just like everyone else. No special privileges. My second memory is one word he emphasized at a pro-Israel event, ambivalence. His message was that real love should not be tainted by ambivalence. When you truly love someone or something, there shouldn't be any second thoughts. He was speaking about Israel. His love for Israel had no ambivalence. It didn't mean he agreed with everything Israel did, it meant his love was ironclad and permanent, just as we might love a child. No ambivalence, he repeated a few times to a large crowd. Those two words may end up shaping his legacy. Whether he was asked to stand up with difficulty to honor a ritual, or whether he was called upon to assist his beloved Israel and the Jewish people, he had a genius for showing no ambivalence. May his memory be a blessing.